Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, we've heard plenty of complaints about traffic chaos on the roads among drivers, and now it seems there are concerns about the alternatives to driving your own car, because the ongoing issues around significant bus delays was brought before the Dáil today, and Barry Ward, Fine Gael TD for Dunlera, is calling for urgent action, as he says, to address the unreliability and inadequate capacity of current services, which are leaving thousands of commuters frustrated on their daily commute. Barry Ward, good evening to you.
Hi, Colm.
These concerns, you're raising them in the Dáil today. Have you raised them with the National Transport Authority? And what are the specific issues you're raising?
I have. I've been in touch with the NTA and the department over the last number of months. I get a lot of people raising this with me, specifically in relation to the E1 and the E2. The E2 is the old 46A bus route. And the issue is, I mean, I recognise how much investment there has been in this. Government has increased to €950 million, the funding of public transport, and that's great. When the service works the way it's supposed to, it's a super service, it's 24 hours, it comes every 7 to 8 minutes during rush hour. But the problem is, it doesn't always work the way it's meant to. And so a driver doesn't turn up, for example, for the start of his or her shift in Dunleary, and a bus doesn't leave, it means you've got what we would call locally a ghost bus, a bus that doesn't arrive, which means the next one is full and people can't get on it. And that's the difficulty people have.
Is it that surprising that when you go to a 24-hour bus service from one that was a daytime bus or a day and nighttime bus service, and you have a shortage of drivers, that the roster will be stretched almost to breaking point?
I think it is. I mean, if it wasn't possible to make it a 24-hour bus service, then that shouldn't have happened. The bus only runs once an hour during the night. It's 7 to 8 minutes of rush hour, 9 to 10 minutes during the day. It's a matter for the bus provider to make sure they have the staff to run it. And one of the things I've said to them is, if you have a situation where somebody doesn't turn up for his or her shift, there needs to be a standby person to replace them. Because if you're standing at a bus stop, certainly anywhere up to Foxwalk Church along the E2 route, and a bus doesn't come, the next one is full. And the next one after that will be full, and they have to take up the slack of that missing bus, which means the people who are on their way to work or on their way to appointments are late for them because they can't get on the bus they were intending to get on, and it isn't good enough.
And how many standby staff should be there on any given day, and you know, what are the cost implications of that? Have you calculated that?
I haven't calculated it. Again, I'd say that's a matter for the bus provider more than anything else. I don't think you need more than one person, or you certainly need to have some kind of a relief crew, even for a wider area. It just means that if somebody isn't going to be there, and of course that happens, and I understand people get
24 hours a day.
No, because the problem doesn't really exist outside rush hour. So, I mean, for example, last night we were voting late. I frequently get the bus from Kildare Street home after late votes. There's never a problem in the evening. The problem is when you're standing at a bus stop at 8 o'clock or 7:30 in the morning at rush hour, when the buses are full, because the buses aren't full at night, and one bus is missing, there isn't the capacity in the next bus to take all the people whose bus hasn't arrived.
Okay. All right. Barry Ward, Fine Gael TD for Dunlera. Thanks for joining us this evening. Back in a minute.